Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The U.S. Justice Department announced a successful court-approved operation by the FBI to copy and remove backdoors from hundreds of Microsoft Exchange servers in the U.S., with the FBI currently attempting to contact server owners about the action. These vulnerabilities were being targeted by the state-sponsored APT Hafnium. This operation only removed the backdoors, not patched the Exchange vulnerabilities, which Microsoft released patches for in March. A SQL database containing 1.3 million scraped Clubhouse user records was made publicly available online, with Clubhouse saying this was not the result of a breach, but publicly available data pulled from its API. A security researcher for Cyber News found that anyone with a Clubhouse token can query the entire body of public Clubhouse user profile information, and it seems that token does not expire. China's State Administration for Market Regulation issued a $2.8 billion fine against Alibaba for antitrust violations, finding the company prevented merchants from selling goods on other shopping platforms. Outside of the fine, Alibaba must stop the practice and submit compliance reports every 3 years. Logitech announced it will no longer manufacture Harmony remotes, although support and software updates will continue, including adding new supported devices. The company said it doesn't see the move impacting current customers and plans to keep the service running as long as customers are using it. Facebook's oversight board began rolling out the ability for users to appeal decisions for content removal from Facebook and Instagram, expected to be available to all users in the coming weeks. Previously, users were only able to appeal decisions to restore content that had been taken down from the platforms. Microsoft announced the Surface Laptop 4, available in 13.5-inch and 15-inch modes, both with a choice of Intel's latest 11th-gen processors or AMD's Ryzen 4000 series. Microsoft is claiming up to 70% better performance than the Surface Laptop 3 and retaining the same design and port layout. Pricing for the 13.5-inch starts at $999 for AMD, $1,299 for the Intel version, with the 15-inch starting at $1,299 for AMD and $1,799 for Intel, shipping April 15th. Updated Apple support documents show the company made mid-production hardware changes to the A12, A13, and S5 processors in the fall of 2020 to update the secure storage component. This second-generation component includes counter-lock boxes, which would seemingly mitigate password-cracking devices like GrayKey. Canon confirmed it's developing a new mirrorless flagship camera, the EOS R3, with a new in-house developed backside illuminated stacked CMOS sensor, able to shoot 30 FPS with autofocus and auto exposure. The camera will also see the return of eye control autofocus, letting users select autofocus points with eye movement, last seen on Canon's 35mm film cameras in the 90s. Dell Technologies will spin off its 81% stake in VMware into an independent company, with Zane Rowe remaining as interim CEO and Michael Dell chairman of VMware's board. Dell plans to use the proceeds of the spinoff, estimated between $9.3 and $9.7 billion, to pay down debt. An update to the PlayStation 5 supports storing games on an external USB hard drive and adds 120Hz support for 1080p displays. The console also now supports HDMI toggles, which can turn on a TV when the console powers on and put the console in a standby mode when the TV is turned off. Facebook added the ability for VR developers to sell subscriptions to apps in the Oculus Store, with every app required to offer a free trial period. Fitness and wellness apps FitXR, Trip, VZFit, the virtual monitor app VSpatial, social app Rec Room, and DJ app Tribe XR are among the first apps to do so. Federal Court of Australia Justice Thomas Thawley ruled that Google partially misled Australian consumers by continuing to collect location data on some Android devices when a user selected no in location history setting, but left web and app activity tracking enabled. This comes in a case brought by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, with Justice Thawley ruling that while the practice would not mislead all reasonable users, it was likely to mislead some. In a letter to artists sent through the Apple Music dashboard, Apple claims to pay music rights holders 1 cent per stream, compared to Spotify's recently disclosed rates of between 0.33 cents and 0.5 cents per stream. Apple further said that 52% of subscription revenue goes to record labels, with Spotify previously saying 2/3 of every dollar of revenue goes to rights holders, with 75% to 80% of that going to labels. Instagram began rolling out a test to let users choose to turn off seeing like counts on posts they see in their feed, and also turn off like counts on their own posts individually. Facebook will roll out a similar test in the coming weeks. An update to Google Earth will add a 3D time-lapse feature to see how maps have changed from 1984 to 2020. These time-lapses use 24 million satellite images to create one 4.4 terapixel-sized video mosaic, with users able to search for places of interest or view 5 guided tours based around specific topics. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.